This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the US. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
Oh my goodness. Hello, hello. Welcome. You're listening to the one and only Drag Race podcast in the whole internet. And it's live, in person, with people. This is the second week we're doing this. It's incredible. It's crazy. There's actually going to be two humans hearing one another. There's not going to be like, oh, wait, what? Yeah? What? No, you go. It's going to be less of that. And I'm doing it with my best friend in the whole world. No hyperbole. Rachel Bloom.
Oh my God. Welcome to my open concept living dining area.
It's really nice. Can I say, okay, I'm going to blow up your spot right now. And I love that you have stuff on your dining room table.
Oh, it's a mess.
It is. But this is to me like, holy shit, you're a fucking real ass person. You're a real family. You're too busy to clear this off.
Well, first of all, we have our sandwiches that we were eating right before we started this.
Yes.
So that's so good. But then we have a broken plate that I need to send back to the place. We have a diaper changing pad that is, yes, on a kneading surface. We have a storage container of things to clean up. I mean, you're sitting next to my daughter's high chair right
that?
Now. That? Which was covered in food and spittle nary an hour ago.
I love it.
Yeah, it's just stuff gets messy. And also our house, we're finally done with construction. For those of you who've maybe been tracking me talking about it, maybe occasionally, we're finally done with this lemon of a house being under construction.
Bloom saga.
And now the great news is we can finally get control of the rat situation.
Oh, I didn't know there was a rat situation. That's fun.
Yeah, we have rats. They come out of that fireplace right there.
Really?
Yeah, and we couldn't get someone to really secure the house because companies won't come and like secure your house while you're under construction. But the guy just came. He was like, the rats are definitely nesting in your walls because there's like foam insulation that's being nibbled at. Because he's like, they're making nests. They're breeding. You need to know that us... 6 to 10 weeks after a baby rat is born, they themselves can have baby rats.
Oh my God. He's like, why are you telling me
this? He was like, you probably have a lot of rats. And
but it smells lovely.
It smells amazing. So he was like, you need to clear everything out of, there's this storage room downstairs. There's a ton of ratchet. He's like, you need to clear everything out because even if you sanitize things, it's covered in rat pheromones and the rats can smell the pheromones and it makes them like hospitable. So what we're going to do is we're going to spray our proprietary anti-rat pheromone chemical to make your house inhospitable to rats. But like you need to get everything out of there.
So, the construction has happening. To be done.
And it's happening in 2 days. So the construction's been done and now the rat anti-rat pheromone will be sprayed in 2 days.
And then they spray that everywhere or just in the construction area?
No. So they're going to spray it in the places where they've seen signs of like nesting. And then they'll secure the house as well.
Okay.
But I think the idea is that the rats just like suddenly don't smell the pheromones anymore and get the fuck out.
That's so interesting. So rats are like really driven by like perfume and cologne. Like
they're like a basic yeah. West Hollywood 19-year-old out yes. on the town. It's the same. Oh, it's the
they're
same
like,
thing.
Yes, they're like the lady in the Bodman fragrance commercials. Do you remember Bod? Bodman?
I'm looking it up.
Oh, yeah, look it up. It was great. It was this weird thing where it was like, sometimes it was like a sports player or like
oh,
more often.
Yes, of course.
A concert. And
oh,
like,
Bod. What a hot. Terrible. Yes. Like, yes.
Bod. Bod.
Yes, it's that
Rockin
lady.
Rockin' Bod. Kaka, kaka. I want your bod.
Oh, you've memorized this commercial.
It was hot. It was hot. And it was also like, it came in like a Windex bottle. Like,
oh, no, the bottle is horrible.
Yeah.
That's a really terrible bottle.
Okay, so they're the rat. These rats are bod man.
Yes, and also like also someone else who's out on the town. Their rats are really greasy, and so
what you
can
mean?
they're greasy. They're just dirty and greasy. Like there's someone with too much hair gel in, and so wherever rats are, you can see like rat grease. Apparently, the guy was like, "Oh yeah, you got rat grease all on your pipes."
I hate these industry terms.
It's off.
Rat grease. Yeah, you got some red grease here.
Oh, it's people who, this is what they do. They have to understand the psychology of rats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got some rat nuts here.
Yeah.
Your rats have huge nuts. You can tell they drag them all around your walls. It's
oh, these rats are fucking in so many positions.
You're very zen for someone who has rats in the walls.
I've full on seen the rat walk around the house. That's why we close the baby's room at night to keep the rats mm-hmm. out of her room. I don't think the rats have a way into her room. It's been a living hell.
Clever girl. I hope they don't get they become clever girls. Oh.
No, we even have, you'll see on her room, we even have rubber like below the crack.
Yep.
And then to compensate, like we have like an air purifier strong in her room to like keep the airflow going. It's a whole thing. It's a nightmare. We tried to move. So yes, I'm a real person.
You're a real person. I really love that. And
yeah,
I
yeah.
think you're going to come out on the other side of this. You're really, I can't wait.
Well, I think, I mean, we both saw each other in person today.
Mm-hmm. World's
with
open.
With a bunch of vaxxed people.
Yep. Crazy. Crazy times.
It's amazing. We're coming
it's
out of this, guys.
Times.
And to greet us on the other end
is
more and more Drag Race.
Oi, it's Drag Race Down Under.
Oh, that's good.
Is it?
It's getting better.
I don't know. The listeners don't think so. Will you give us your base Drag Race Down Under?
Yeah, so I learned a little trick.
Oh, yes.
Australian
or New Zealand?
Australian.
Because I've been told there's
told
a difference.
You that, okay, I think I've said this on the podcast before, but Vella Lavelle, this is not me, Vella Lavelle, who played Heather on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Juilliard trained Bella
yes.
Lavelle, told me to hook into the Australian dialect, say razor blades. No, I'm sorry. Say rise up lights. Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
You're
rise
saying razor
lights.
Blades in Australian.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
Rise up,
and
lights.
That's how you hook into it. You just
rise
go.
Up
you just go. Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
So rise up lights. So welcome to Drag Race Down Under. Rise up lights.
Okay. Rise up lights. Welcome to drag. I can't. Do- welcome. Rise up lights. Welcome to Drag Race.
No, you have
race.
To say rise up.
Rise up lights.
Lights.
Rise up lights. Rise up lights. Welcome to Drag Race. I can't do it.
Rise up lights. Welcome to Drag Race. And then the other one she taught me is These carrots are so good. You go, these carrots are so good.
These carrots are so good?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting there.
You sound really good.
I'm getting there.
We should say Gregor just came in with the dog and he didn't watch this episode, but I have the runway pulled up for him to freely judge anytime he pleases.
He will when we get there. I can't wait. Yeah. Need these. We all know it's the beloved segment, Straight Talk from a Straight Guy.
Do the fans, have you gotten feedback that the fans like it?
Yes.
That's great.
I would say most people like it. And then there's like three people who say, this is for gay people.
I was hoping there would be some.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
Is this on the comments? Where are you seeing this?
It depends. It can be on the comments on our Instagram, Drag Her Podcast. Go there.
This is for gay people.
Or like maybe there was one on Apple Podcasts, which is really fun too. You gotta love the podcast reviews.
I love that.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. Give us 5 stars or live your truth. Give us less stars on Apple Podcasts.
Give us 1 star for how much my husband hates Tina Burner.
I mean, I have to say, Gregor really came out on the right side of history on that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Look, Tina's great, but wasn't the most fun on the show. That's all.
But Tina was like, hey, people remember me. And she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. And you know what? She has something to prove when she comes back.
You think she'll be back for All Stars?
I bet. Here's what I think. I think All Stars is great, but you need a reason to come back. Like, there's some queens now where it's just like, it's not super sustainable to come back. Also, sometimes it's just really not enough money. I think they need to offer more money to these queens to make it interesting.
Yeah.
And I hope Tina Burner's too busy working, but, you know, I feel like she will benefit from showing another side of her or having another crack at it. You know?
Yes.
You know, and I was actually talking about this recently with people. Like, we need to have a conversation about, a lot of people are talking about it, but I did this great Clubhouse conversation about, you know, the cost of Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came up about this is no longer sustainable. Certainly not with 100,000 grand prize. Like, how do we better incentivize these queens? Which also, by the way, there's corny MTV shows like The Challenge where the winner wins $500,000 for like being able to wrestle CT to the ground, which is just some ancient MTV loser. $100,000 is not enough anymore.
Well, I mean, but the thing is $100,000 only compensates you if you win. That doesn't really compensate you. Like,
no,
it doesn't really compensate you for being on the show. It just seems like there should be, I feel like we talked about this though with Laganja, I think, right?
Because we did.
A stipend, like, well, people will just go above the stipend. What you'd have to do is really a spending limit. But I think people would be like, fuck it,
and get around it. Yeah, they'll also borrow garments. It'll never work. You know?
You could get a sponsor. The only way to really regulate it is to do a season where every runway is made on the spot.
I kind of want
that. That's the only actual way if you want that.
Yeah. I think that's fun. Okay, another thing I'm tossing around that I want your opinion on. I was like, it might be time to break the form of Drag Race. And I was like, let's do like a tribes Drag Race. Hear me out. Where everyone comes in 3 tribes. Comedy, look, performance. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you have to basically win that. You have to become the top of that tribe.
Oh, I love that. So that's, yes.
This could function a couple ways. One way it could function is just that you perform, you just have to get to the top 3. And that literally means 1 comedy winner, 1 look winner, 1 performance winner. And that's the top 3 of the season.
Okay.
Or they could overlap in a challenge. Like, you could have a challenge where it's like, okay, we're putting on a musical. Comedy, write it. Look, make the...
Design it.
Yeah, design it. Performance, choreograph it.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
That's a whole... I feel like it's a different show.
Yeah.
That you should pitch as a rival to RuPaul's Drag Race.
Thank you, Coined. Call me Wow. We'll talk.
That's really interesting. I mean, it... I mean, part of the thrill it's interesting because it part of the thrill is like someone like Gottmik discovering like, oh, I'm kind of a comedy queen, is breaking out of those boxes. But there is something to...
That's true too,
but there is something to it being like the finals. Like, okay, you've excelled in the thing that you say you excel in.
Yeah.
It's almost like you want to split the season in two halves.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's something. Even if it's a spinoff, I just wonder if it's time to do something funky and fresh and new with the form because we're so used to it. And, to bring it into Drag Race Down Under, how are you feeling about Drag Race Down Under? Are you enjoying the journey?
Okay. These queens are very mean. these are the meanest queens I think I've ever seen on any season of Drag Race, right?
I think they're very harsh. Very harsh. But I've just been told by people from Down Under that is just, it's not mean. It's how they communicate. But I think we can speak to our experience, which is, it seems mean.
I would say yes, but Elektra was really offended in the same way I would be. I mean, the ripping of those bunnies and the, Elektra did not act as if like, oh yeah, this is the way we Aussies are. It was, the passive aggressiveness was like,
yeah.
Woof.
Right. And the withholding of garments. There's a lot of tension there.
There's difference between like, we're blunt just how we are and like, no, we're being gratuitously mean. I don't know.
I would say this episode leaned into
mean. This was real. This was real mean. I'm feeling good. I can't necessarily tell who I'm rooting for yet.
Right.
Because again, everyone's very snipey.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we're only now getting like personalities coming out.
Yes. Yes.
I love an underdog. I really am rooting for Elektra.
Yes. And she looked better this week, which we'll get to.
She absolutely did. She took the note. I thought Maxi Shields' outfit was unbelievable.
Love Maxi Shields. And she was my winner.
I agree. Well, we can talk about this.
We'll get
the judging
there.
This week. I respectfully disagreed with a lot of decisions.
I think that's fair. I also respectfully disagreed. I just felt like there was some chaos going on there. Which we'll get to, but it was chaotic and it felt produced. We all know it's a produced show, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it felt particularly produced to incite this ire.
They are leaning into when Rue asked Elektra when Rue asked fucking Scarlett, what notes would you give Elektra? I have never seen Rue ask such a like shitty starch the shit question.
Yes.
Or at least not in a long time.
Yes. That was
was like, holy fuck, you're trying to, it's a far cry from like Gigi Good on Untucked being like, they want us to fight, but we won't. Remember
that?
It's night and
then they
night
held
and day.
Hands and they started singing Abu Dore.
Yes, exactly.
That was an Untucked moment.
It's now in that opening montage. This ain't RuPaul's best. Abu Dore.
Bitch.
But I think it's delightful. I think it's entertaining. I was pleasantly surprised that Snatch Game happened so soon.
Oh my God, the Snatch Game was chaotic.
That was a lot. I mean, them, bless their hearts, saying like, I think that was the best Snitch Game. That was not a good Australian.
I think that was the best Snitch Game we've ever been.
Bless them. And then
Ruby. Dolly Parton was really spot on.
Oh no.
Look at me. I'm Dolly Parton. Yeah, it was strange. But you know, I have to say, I always said this, but it was bittersweet because I know how bad my Australian accent is, I'll say. And then to hear them do very strange American celebrities and accents, I was like, okay, it goes both ways. It goes both ways.
But there are a lot of Australian movie stars. Like, I'm not going to choose someone Australian. If I had to be on Snatch Game, I wouldn't choose someone Australian. Or if I did, I'd get really good at that dialect.
Yeah.
There, you could do Hugh Jackson. You could do Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
You could do Nicole Kidman. You could do Mel Gibson.
Mel, Oh my God.
He's technically Australian. He's a Nazi. There's a lot of fun stuff there.
There's a lot of fun to have there. A Nazi who America embraced anyways.
And continues to.
Right?
A little bit, yeah. A
little bit.
You could do Russell Crowe.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of fun to be
had. A lot of Australian people who maybe in your head you're like, well, I want to do someone that everyone knows.
I would do Nicole for sure.
I would do Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball.
It's me, Lucy.
Ricky, I want to be in the show. That's not.
Vitamitavit. Ha ha ha. That's going to be so strange. That's going to be
so
strange.
Look, she might be great.
She might, you know,
she might be great. She's a great actress.
Like, I've seen her Big Green Coats, and they're incredible every time. She's incredible. I would say she's good at the big stuff. If you did a scene where you were like, in this scene, just eat a sandwich, I think she would not know what to do. I think she'd just like put it by her ear as if it were a telephone. Like,
you don't think she's ever eaten a sandwich?
Nope. Find a clip of her eating a sandwich on camera or in life. I want to see it. I want
to
see it.
That's the way to break her down. I presented Nicole Kidman with her Critics' Choice Award for Big Little Lies.
Oh, really?
I did indeed.
Amazing.
And I could see in her eyes, she's like, who's this bitch? This is what they think
who
of me?
You?
Who are you? I felt low status and I was fine with it. I was like, I'm giving Nicole Kidman an award. This is great. YOLO.
Remember when her style of clapping like was a whole internet moment?
That her hands were huge. They looked like alien hands. Yeah.
Just protecting her nails.
Remember when she was married to Tom Cruise?
Oh my God. 100 years ago.
Oh, and then they made the orgy movie.
Yep. They made the Eyes Wide Shut movie. Good God. I'll tell you what. She was in a really good movie from the 80s, I think, called BMX Bandits.
Mm-hmm.
It was filmed in Australia. She's Australian in it. Kinky, red-haired, young Nicole Kidman.
Cool.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. It's a great little, if you're in the mood for a trashy movie.
BMX Bandits. I'm doing a little bit South Africa. Oh, it has a 5.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
That sounds right. Pretty bad and crazy, but a lot of...
Oh, I love her hair.
It's a classic 80s action film where it's like, the cops can't
her
do it.
Her hair's insane.
It's wild. It's... flying in the wind. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have so much drama
Let's get into this.
We have so much drama in the room. I'm trying to think what we can cover. Et cetera is being harsh to Elektra from the jump. I
don't know. They're really picking on Elektra. And like,
yes.
Elektra isn't mean by, I see myself in Elektra in that she's really ruffled by them making fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts to fight back. And not well, which is how I fight back. I mm-hmm. fight back emotionally because I'm not good at insults.
Like, what do you do? Like,
yeah, the same thing. Like insult me, and I'll try to.
Okay. Oh, Rachel.
Yeah.
Wow. That shirt's a choice.
Oh well, your shirt's also a choice. So, the choice you made, like, did you look in the...
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
please.
That. It's just that.
Get out from under the couch. Oh,
that was me on my first writing job.
Yeah. Everyone, purchase Rachel's book to get the full story. I want to be where the normal people are.
Thank you. Only girl and the youngest in the room. But that doesn't excuse. They were also terrible people.
Yeah, that sucks.
All of them. Just a few.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Okay.
So much going on. And then Elektra's like, your fashion's bad. Your fashion isn't good.
Oh, like, so they're, I feel bad because they're antagonizing someone uh-huh. who is the underdog. They're being so mean to her.
Yeah.
They're being so, so, so mean. And that's why I like the whole, like, this is how Australians are to each other. I'm like, really, though? Because they're punching down. This feels like punching down.
Right.
And it doesn't feel like it comes from a place of respect.
Yeah. It would be so much more fun to punch at someone who's been winning, won a challenge. Or-
what is your fucking problem? And they're clearly, they don't like it because she came out of nowhere. And then they're like, oh, she's actually kind of good. Oh, wait, she's not. Oh, right. Great. We're going to take her down. It's really mean.
It's interesting. Well, speaking of coming out of nowhere.
Okay.
Who returns to the competition? Art Simone. thoughts?
Okay. So there's no, anytime someone has come back to the competition, there's a, even like, we wanted to give someone a second chance and the judges took a vote and they decided it was you.
Yes. Or Nasha Lopez being like, Rue directly saying like, I feel like we need to see something more out of you.
Same with Candy Muse, right? Or even Shangela. Saying, second chance is saying, we're going to give a second chance to the first person who got eliminated, which was not Art Simone. They were just like, Art, you get a second chance, you're back.
Yes.
Without a reason.
Yes.
I was like, I mean, Art being eliminated was one of the most compelling things that happened so far.
It was shocking.
But
I was upset.
I guess what I really want to know is what was that conversation?
Strange. I think they, it seems like they knew they were going to do it all along or something. I don't know, but it's like, why not have a comeback challenge? I think Art Simone is established and well-known. I do think like she shouldn't have gone home. She shouldn't have been in the bottom probably that episode. But I think the conversation was maybe this will be the biggest gag if we eliminate her and just bring her back. But it was done so unceremoniously.
It was really, when Shangela came back like that, had Shangela been the first one eliminated? And that was why? Or no, Shangela came back another season. Never mind.
You're right.
So like,
Carmen Carrera.
Who? Carmen Electra could also be on the show.
Carmen Electra. This feels unfair.
I feel like she's going to win.
Carmen Carrera came back like an episode or whatever, a couple episodes later. There's other people who have just come back in.
But there's been, I don't know, a reason.
Trixie came back in season 7. But that was a comeback challenge.
Yeah, there's a, now you have a chance to come back.
Yes.
It was like, Art's back. We just like Art. Which is fine. Look, you can do anything you want.
You can do whatever you want.
It was just like, oh, okay.
But if even from Rue's end, and this is just what I witnessed with my eyeballs, or they kept in the edit, was it didn't even seem like Rue, I don't recall Rue even saying like, I knew I had to see more from
her. No, no.
There was none just of like, that.
It was only like, I think she said like, Art, you are getting a second chance. And that was it.
That was it.
Which if I'm Art Simone, then I don't then come back and start throwing shade at everyone.
Right. Unless someone told her to go nuts.
I mean, maybe she had a lot of glee. Mm-hmm. Like when Electra was like, I've danced with blah, 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 blah. And she was like facetiously listing it on her fingers along. Like, I don't know if you can direct that. I think that just comes from your soul.
Fully agree.
Your shady fucking soul.
That is a deep, dark place.
And then Scarlett, like, that's the punching down to me.
Yeah.
Like, the win, you should not do that. That's not cool. Like, what's your fucking problem?
I want to know what's going on. I feel like there's a lot of production going on. And I know this isn't real, but if I had to guess, it literally feels like production is giving them a treat every time they say something mean. Like, who gets a treat?
Maybe.
I did. I told this girl she should have never been born. Here's your treat.
But I feel like they don't do that on any other franchise.
No.
But you could be completely, I mean, they also could be like Australian queens are shady. Maybe this is like a known thing and they were like, oh, we're going to really up the shade.
Speaking of, this is not shade, but it just mystified me. I'm going to say this line that was said in the room and I want you to decode it.
Yeah.
Last time I was pushed into a skip, at least I got a gobby out of it.
Last time I was pushed into a skip, at least. Well, gobby, I'm going to guess is kiss.
Oh, I was going to assume it was a beige.
Oh, it's probably a
beach. You know how gay people are such gay perverts.
You know, gay people, a kiss isn't enough. Oh, they have to do a kiss on their dick.
A skip. What is a skip?
Last time I was pushed into a skippy, at least I got a gobby out of it. Pushed into a skippy. It like was a reaction to what?
Porta potty? No clue.
Last time I was pushed. Maybe it's like pushed into a porta potty. I got a blowjob out of it.
That's what I'm guessing. I mean, okay, dare I search skip?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure someone's already decoded this online too.
I'm sure.
It's funny. I had the like someone being pushed on an ice rink and then falling against someone and having a meet cute and then making out. I have the innocent version.
Is this say, okay, sorry. The first thing I'm reading is it refers to a kangaroo. Dinkum Aussie. Oh my God. Okay. Thank you. Finally found it. A large open topped container for waste. Yeah. A dumpster. It's a dumpster.
So a gobby is.
Now do you want, let's see what a gobby is.
Do people get blown in dumpsters?
An act of fellatio.
So last time I was pushed into a dumpster, at least I got a blowjob out of it.
Nice.
What? Okay.
What a.
So either this means in Australia there are men who wait in dumpsters, similarly to the glory hole.
Uh-huh.
Call it myth, call it reality. Mm-hmm. Who knows that there are men who wait at truck stops next to holes.
Mm-hmm.
There are men who wait in dumpsters hoping someone will get pushed in, and then they're just like,
what makes you hornier than a rotted metal container? What else gets you more in the mood for fellage?
I went into a pretty nasty ass porta potty.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Ew.
And like, it's like the hole where you could see the shit and piss from like years. That got me horny.
I'm with you. I'll say I went into any bathroom in a gay bar and it was so fucking filthy and sticky.
Ugh.
My butthole got wet immediately. Self-lubricating buttholes. Okay. Controversy is well alive and well.
I've been enlightened on this. This is all very interesting.
Jasmine Masters claims that buttholes should or can be self-lubricating, and that if you don't, you have a dry asshole. The gay community is beside itself.
Or you already, that means you've gone through like gay menopause.
That, or you have like Crohn's maybe. Like
anytime something's leaked out of my butt,
uh-huh,
in the same way that something leaks when my like vagina is lubricated, it's been that I'm recovering from active diarrhea, and I at this point am only shitting water.
Yes, which is, you know, usually not great. Sometimes you shit water and you're like, that was fun, and sometimes you're like, oh no, I don't like this.
When are you like, that's fun? Oh, like if you're like using an enema?
No, I mean, no, sometimes I have diarrhea and I'm like, this is fun. Get it right out of me.
You know, there's something to if it doesn't hurt. Like when you're having a bad bout of diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
Because the cramping is the worst part. But if you're just having like, yeah, like especially when I'm like drunk, I don't throw up easily. So I usually get like the runs.
You get drunk Rhea.
I get drunk Rhea. And
really?
That is like, I can feel the poison leaving my system.
Wow.
That's maybe good diarrhea.
Yeah, that is good diarrhea. I've definitely had like night after drinking shit blowout, which I guess is drunkaria.
Drunkaria. I've never. Did you just make that up, or is this
no,
a term?
No, no. Yes, I did just make it up. Wow.
You did.
Drunkaria.
Drunkaria.
Drunkaria. Okay. Call me wow.
Oh,
call me wonder.
I have to talk to you about.
Talk to me.
Something. I was on a Top Chef podcast.
No.
I was on a podcast about Top Chef, not like with Top Chefs.
Yeah.
But like about Top Chef. And the host of, who's the host, Gregor, who's the host of the Top Chef podcast? Rekha?
Rekha Shankar. Rekha.
Yes. Rekha also was a Drag Race fan. It was Rekha and then Jordan. Right. Rekha and Jordan, the hosts of this podcast, are Drag Race fans. And so we were talking a lot about crossover between the two shows, because I think about it a lot because both have a mini challenge and a maxi challenge. And I realized, I feel like this was a very mono revelation, that food is drag.
Yes.
Because you have the like essential, you have like food for fuel.
Yes.
You could just eat an egg, right?
Yes.
But that's not what Top Chef is.
Yeah.
Top Chef is like like food at its base level is like whatever. Like if we're going to talk about food just for like energy sake, whatever. But that's not what Top Chef is. Top Chef is dragging up food.
Yes.
It's we're all born naked and the rest is drag.
And usually what they love is something like they it can be exquisite and it can be overdone too, which is also drag where you're like, girl, there's too much going on. You put like pineapple on top of the pork, and then you put mint and oregano oil. No.
It's too much.
It's too much.
But then sometimes, a lot of times on Top Chef, like you'll hear about a combination that's like, this was so weird, I wanted to hate this, and then I bit into it and it worked.
Yeah.
Cuisine is drag.
Food is drag.
Food is drag.
And also I would say this, even like super butch food, that's drag.
Because it's heightened masculinity. Exactly. Gregor has said that WWF, yeah, WWF is male drag.
Oh yeah, it's because
WWF? Oh,
that's it used to be WWF.
Okay, because that's the World Wildlife Foundation.
Yeah, ironically, the people representing pandas were like, "Get away from our name,"
which is so draggy. Yeah, so WWE is like a big old just like plain steak. Uh-huh. That's exaggerated masculinity. Yep. That's absolutely drag.
Steak frite. Oh, that was a steak.
Well, that's gender fuckery.
That is good. Yeah, I agree. That's
because you have something like very masculine, and then frite sounds like maybe more feminine, and you're putting them together.
It's gorgeous, like a lovely like androgynous violet tchotchke moment.
Yes. We were talking about like if you had to combine the two shows, what would I talk about this on another podcast. We go into like if you had to combine the two shows, like would you try to like have chefs make a dish that's camp, or would you try to get drag queens to like cook, like do an actual cooking challenge? And then I think Simone is a very good chef because Simone is so like specific in everything she does.
That's fun. Okay, do I have to pick one?
Yeah, pick like who do you think out of every queen that's ever been on the show would be like the best chef?
Oh, God. I mean, okay, Latrice Royale talks about cooking.
I also said Latrice because also the nuts and the,
She talks about it too. She's even like, she's so sweet in the season, her season where she literally is like, come over, I'll cook for you. Who else is a good cook? Who else I throw out in there? That's the thing. I know a lot of drag queens do not cook because they're like kind of like weird comedians like us sometimes, right? Where you're just like, I've never cooked for myself. I'm like running from place to place to place. My fridge is usually empty.
You're living in a big city. If you're living in like New York or Chicago, why would you?
Yeah. I'm going to put my money on Latrice. And if I have to pick someone more contemporary, I'm going to surprise everyone and say Crystal Method. I don't know why.
Okay. I see that.
Yeah. But I would say between the two, I kind of want to see camp food more than I want to see a drag queen cook.
I agree because the chefs, they'll be using their expertise
to,
then we were talking about what are the draggiest foods. I said like, you know, any sort of cake. Cake is the definition of drag because you start with a base, like whatever, like yellow cake, and then frosting is drag.
Also, I think cake is even bread in drag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I fucking went there. Yeah.
So that's a shirt. Cake is just bread in drag?
Drag her merch. Official drag her merch. Tell us if you want to buy that and we'll make it.
Because I was saying they should make a shirt that says food is drag, but cake is just bread in drag?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's very great. But, hey, Rachel, silence. Oh. It's time to take a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Ah, oh, we're back. What a treat. How gorgeous. We're back. Okay, I mean, we can just pretty much talk. Okay, is there any other stuff in the workroom you want to talk about? Like, the one thing I'm curious to talk about is, like, the thing of, like, my snatch game was bad, so I'm gonna do a character for this design challenge.
I don't know. A character for a design challenge is interesting in general. It gives you potentially, like, a mm-hmm. template. I also know nothing about making clothes or designing clothes, mm-hmm. so that would be, like, okay, I have, like, a goal. I don't. No, I'm feeling Karen from Finance spiraling a little bit, which
yeah,
is a bummer
because
I love Karen from Finance.
I really enjoy her. She's delightful. But yeah, I'm feeling a spiral out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope she comes back too, because I also can't believe she didn't have a friend in the room who said, don't, this isn't a character challenge. And also, I'm surprised that Rue didn't have a moment where she literally said to her, you're living in the past. Move forward.
I know.
Like, live in the now, because now you're going to ruin the past and the present.
It just points to the fact that Scarlett and et cetera are really punching down when it comes to Elektra, because if they were actually, like, getting at who their competition is, like, Karen from Finance is a really formidable? Either way.
Yeah, I like both.
She's a formidable queen and started to spiral, but no one was really poking her.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of left Karen alone. Maybe it's mm-hmm. also because she's so nice. I don't know.
Could be that she was good. They were like, well, it's fine. Let her do bad. Like, she won a challenge already. So they were just like, well, let her do bad. But that's not cute. That's not cute at all.
Ooh, but we'll get Dolly Parton. That reminds me of, what's her name? Doing Rue McClanahan.
Oh, God. Crystal did Rue McClanahan.
Yes. Was it Canada's Drag Race or UK?
UK. Oh, yeah, that wasn't great.
That was bad.
Blanche is so, I mean, I don't think Blanche is hard, but it surprised me that the same error was made both times, or it was just like a lack of specifics.
You have to, if you're not going to do the accent.
Yeah.
It's like when Candy Muse essentially played herself at uh-huh. Snatch Game, but she was funny.
Mm-hmm. People have won as themselves, but. It's
yeah, like
only,
the Joan Crawford, the Alyssa Edwards Joan Crawford. Right, Gregor?
That, I mean, Silky won Snatch Game, allegedly being T.S. Madison, but she was just herself.
Right.
We all know that. Okay, the other thing I want to say before we move to main stage was Anita was in the Navy and she played the trumpet. What?
Yeah, that's a part of the
the thing.
Thing that you play. But she said she's still in the Navy. Mm-hmm. So that means you're on, I guess, reserve, right? So do they call her back in when they need an emergency trumpet player?
We need you.
Like, if you're in the Army band. What is that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about armies and navies at all, but like everything about that confuses me. I guess you're the person who like plays that little ditty in the morning.
Right. That. So did she play the trumpet? Okay. Was she in the Navy? Yeah, the Navy. Was she in the Navy and then she just also on the side played the trumpet, or was she in the Navy to play the trumpet? Like, people are in the Army just to be in like the Army band.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't, that's.
And you have to do like,
you're being too crazy.
And you have to do basic training. Yeah.
You're being too crazy.
No, it's true.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
This is further proof that there's too much money in all of that stuff.
Well, it's interesting because like if you're pro-funding the arts, you theoretically should be pro-funding the arts even in the military wing. But I guess it speaks to overabundance of money if
way too much.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess what fair suck of the salve means?
That was a fair suck of the salve.
Mm-hmm.
Either a fair insult or a fair suck of the salve. I feel like it's like a fair, like you're draining the cow as you're sucking on her teat.
Mm.
That's my guess.
Okay,
so
great.
It's a fair, like that's a fair suck of the salve. I'm going to guess that's a fair assessment of the situation.
Okay. Urban Dictionary is telling me it is an exclamation of incredulity, as in, you gotta be kidding.
Okay. Oh, these people on the other side of the planet.
They're so weird and we're normal.
Things.
normal. Dabbing.
That was funny.
I mean, oh my, the fucking dabbing moment. Holy shit. Okay. Scarlett says there's so much more to performance than doing splits 20 times.
Sure, but like, fuck off. Shut up. Like, fucking asshole.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. And if you're playing one, you're doing a damn good job. How do you feel about the crush on Buzz Lightyear?
That was funny.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this. I had a crush on animated characters as a kid. So I completely get that. I like everyone else being like, no.
No. Yeah, I completely get that. I'm trying to think of Buzz. Buzz never got me. Did he?
Well, you can't really see his body much. He's in a suit.
That's true. That would be a good scandal.
I bet there's porn out there where it's Buzz getting out of the suit.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch. In fact, you know what? Let's just, as we're talking, Buzz Lightyear out of
suit
history. Porn. Oh, yeah. Buzz Lightyear out of suit. Pants down is literally a search term.
Buzz Lightyear porn. Oh dear. Yes.
Oh, weird. There's just a drawing of him out of the suit, and really it's just him in a purple spandex thing.
Interesting. Yes, I'm seeing a lot of him enjoying himself with other people.
Wait, now I'm looking up Buzz Lightyear. Oh, who's that blue girl?
I don't know who the blue girl is.
That's an alien.
That's an alien. This one's has to be a favorite.
To Infidelity and Beyond. Oh.
We're looking at him in a shower.
He's in a shower and he has a fat dick.
He has truly inconveniently fat dick.
Has his helmet on?
The purple cloth piece. Because I think people were like, we can't understand what would even be under there, so we're not going to attempt it. Or they were like, if that's not on there, there will be nothing to recognize. Do you know what I mean?
I guess so. It just looks like a man. Here's one of him with a huge dick, but he has a mustache. I don't know what this is.
Huh.
Is that him in the future?
That's confusing. Oh, yeah, that's confusing.
You guys will want to look along. Along. It just look up. If you use the search term Buzz Lightyear porn, you'll probably get the same order. You'll see a mysterious blue lady who's showing up in quite a few.
Enlighten us. I bet someone knows.
Who is this
blue? But I'll say Lisa Yule Log.
Alien Ariel. Oh, here's one with her vagina's huge. Here's one of him fucking Jesse.
Oh, yes.
And he goes, inner voice, what should I do? And his inner voice says, fill her insides. What? Man.
Julie, gather the family around, light the Yule log, and look up Buzz Lightyear porn.
This is Great. Oh, I love weird animated porn.
Me
it's so
too.
Great.
Okay. We honor Etcetera for being non-binary. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about this off mic that it's just this is a any time on the show and out of the show, it's just really wonderful to hear non-binary people like really articulate, especially the pronoun they, them, and like why that, just how it feels. It's just so, it's so brave and cool to hear someone master the challenge of like articulating with their words how it feels to be them and how it feels inside mm-hmm. to be them. And then we started talking about how every, you know, words are just approximations of how life really is and how we mm-hmm. all feel. But I think that with gender, I mean, every language pretty much except for English has masculine and feminine built into every noun.
Yes.
That binary is literally in the fabric of language. And so
people love binary.
They really love it.
Yeah.
And so if you don't feel like that, to articulate and express like, that's not me. It's really, it's just really powerful to hear.
Yeah. And I think it's like, I always think of like culture and how like we as people are so willing to learn specificity when it comes to cultural experiences. And I'm like, this is exactly the same, you know, like people have learned what's Greek, what's Italian, what's Jewish, what's Arabic. And we love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're excited by people's specific experiences. Why can't this be like that? You know?
Oh, that's really interesting. That's a great point.
You know, I'm just like, yeah, let's learn more language to learn about more people and make everyone feel more themselves. Yeah, I think it's great. And I think when we're probably in 30 years, there'll be new pronouns. And I think that's great.
Because it's not, it's just finding language to articulate the way I think people always have been. I mean, you see this, you see the idea of people who are gender fluid in so many cultures
mm-hmm.
for thousands of years. This is not like a new, mm-hmm. a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me, I feel like et cetera, on this episode was very much a companion to Gottmik talking about her journey of uh-huh. like, of like, my true self is like a feminine gay man. And I like accessing these parts of myself that, mm-hmm. that are part of the feminine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still using he, his.
Yeah.
And then hearing et cetera, being like, I did think about transitioning, but that didn't feel right. Just it's so nuanced and it's really unique to each person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we like to create these, you know, we paint these broad strokes and like it erases individual experiences.
Yes. 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 Damn. And I mean, look, as much as et cetera is like a heel in this episode, maybe they'll come around, but they're a heel right now.
Oh.
They're an asshole. And that's true equality. It's just like people can come out and express themselves uniquely and still be an ass.
Yes.
I'm sure they'll have an arc because I'm sure of it.
That mean queen trio of, I mean, I don't even know if they're a trio, but like mm-hmm. Art, Simone, Scarlett, and et cetera. Ugh, I would not want to be sitting in the cafeteria
terrible.
With them.
Terrible. I don't want to harp on this, but I have to say it just so we know we're thinking about this. I am so glad Art's back, but I think it is heartbreaking that we did not bring back an indigenous queen or a queen of color just to vary up the tableau.
Yeah, it's why I wanted some just explanation.
Exactly.
Even if it was the barest explanation of like, we took a vote in the judges panel or mm-hmm. we thought about it. Like
Yeah, it was strange. Like even with UK season 2, they were like, you vote on who gets a second chance.
Yes.
But this one's like, no, she's back. Okay. We're at the main stage. We're at the main stage.
Great.
We're looking at, first of all, I want to say this Reese Nicholson character is very delightful. He mm-hmm. makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing a very good job.
He is very funny.
You know, doing that thing. And filling a spot that I would say is like kind of a tall order to like kind of be reminiscent of a Carson or a Ross.
Or if we're talking UK of of Graham Norton or Alan Carr, who are both amazing.
Incredibly hilarious. I think he's funny. I'm really
him. He's super funny.
And he doesn't feel like over rehearsed. I think that deserves some mention, some praise, some flowers. I'm like,
you're absolutely
right. He's delightful.
And also to have someone young in that kind of like permanent guest host role is super refreshing.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what that, I don't know. I'm sure he was so happy to get that position. How exciting for him.
Well, I did hear that, I mean, it's glaring that Courtney Act like isn't, and it's because there's drama, I know, with her and Drag Race in general.
Yes, I've heard rumor of that. I don't know any details, but I've heard rumor of that. And I've heard, I do not know if this is true or not, but I've also heard that Rue doesn't necessarily want other drag performers on the panel with her.
With her. Because I was going to say, obviously, in Canada.
Right.
Brooklyn Heights was in drag.
Right. There hasn't, it's all about how do you define drag? Because we've had very fabulous women and people, I don't know how they identify on the stage with her on the panel.
I mean, Michelle Visage is
our dear friend.
You call it bio queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. AFAB queen, whatever you want to call it. Nicole, our
I guess
friend.
Bio queen not the right term.
I don't know.
Anymore.
That's a conversation I've had with some queens. I've heard queens say I prefer bio queen. I've heard queens say I prefer AFAB queen, and I've heard some queens say just call me a drag queen. You know,
but look, then it's like all the like, it's gender. It's playing with gender. It's gender exaggeration. Mm-hmm. It's gender. Fabulosity or whatever. Uh-huh. Like if I was ever back on Drag Race, if I were back before I have my tits reduced, which is coming up in a couple months, theoretically, I really want to have them like out like a drag queen.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you can have your tits out and every expression and every size.
Oh, of course. No, of course. But they're so like exaggerated now.
Can we do a photo shoot?
Oh, we should. We absolutely should do a drag.
The funniest photo shoot.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Like before I get my breasts reduced, like a drag photo shoot with me. Because my breasts feel exaggerated as if I were wearing a breastplate right now.
Yes. Yes. Totally. I think that would be fun. You deserve it. Just to have like 3 or 5 photos of just like you in stupid tops.
That's a great idea.
Hey,
I might
maybe
do that.
One, and even let's hire an artist to paint one like Buzz Lightyear and the other like Jesse.
Where I have a huge fucking dick.
The big old cock on your tit.
Great.
Oh my God. Okay.
I love it.
Okay. We're talking runway.
Gregor,
if we want to invite,
do you want to come in here and judge the runway?
All right.
Okay. Well, for those of you who are like, I want a straight guy back in this. And not only that, I want a straight guy who didn't see the rest of this episode, but is just going to watch the runway with us right now.
Yep. Then it's Gregor.
Yeah, it's Dan Gregor.
Do you feel okay huddling up on a mic, you
for
lovelies?
Sure, for sure. I'll get in here.
Good. I want to say Rue looked lovely. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Gregor, can you see okay?
I can see great.
Great.
There's a lovely Australian guest on the panel who I have no idea who he is, but I'm so glad he's here. Bless him. Rue looks great. Right out of the gate, Gregor, what are your thoughts on Rue's look? It's like you have given me almost Jamaican flag, but it's not.
I'm getting a real Diane von Furstenberg kind of vibe on this. Big fan.
Wow.
Big fan.
It's gorgeous.
We should say Gregor is becoming a little more versed in fashion because we have for our daughter a book, Fashion
Icons
Legends.
Alphabet.
Yeah. Really? Yes. Yes. So it's like who's
I know all
a?
About Marc Jacobs' dog now.
Yes. So it's like A is for Anna Wintour. B is for
Manolo
Blahnik. Yes.
That's fun.
So we're learning. Yes. And it thankfully doesn't have Coco Chanel in it, who was a Nazi. Sure.
I didn't
just
know
to
that.
Spread that. Oh, she was like a raging. She like fucked Nazis and hated Jews.
Was a spy for the Nazis.
Was a spy
was
for the Nazis.
American,
fuck
was
her.
An American spy or was a French spy?
And a Germ. She was French, but she was what she was a French spy for the Germans.
What a dumb right. bitch.
What a dumb bitch.
Fucking your fucking
bitch.
Perfume smelled like shit, you bitch. So this is like just recycled. Yeah. All of this runway
this is a great one.
It's just
a, oh yeah.
So the runway good. They had to make gowns out of like trash.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Literal trash?
Yes.
Yeah.
Literal trash.
It was like garb. It wasn't like trash. It was more like stuff you'd find like,
oh, like a dollar store. Okay, great. Oh, I love this challenge. Okay.
Yeah. So first we have Art Simone.
So we'll chirp burp, but Gregor will do his pretty fucking
exactly. Cool. You know, as I was saying, I love that it's very Marie Antoinette, right? It's a little Moulin Rouge Marie Antoinette. It's great. It's gorgeous. It's not the newest, freshest thing I've seen.
What's her hair? What is that?
It looks like there's like some sort of a
lantern. No.
Yeah. I think it might be a lantern.
A spire? What is that? Is it an Eiffel Tower?
It's a little. Yeah, it's a little castle spire.
Is it the Moulin Rouge type spire?
It's just like a little princess castle.
Okay, great. Little princess castle. It's very pink. What are your thoughts, Gregor?
I mean, I like it. I like it. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's a fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm going to chirp it. It's not the newest thing I've seen, but it's absolutely well done. The color palette's lovely. It's a chirp for
me. A chirp as well.
Yeah. We've seen this a lot on Drag Race, but it's really, really, really good. Keita Main, giving you sort of gumball Katy Perry's back, even though no one asked for it, with a little bit of an umbrella hat. What do we think?
I mean, this is sloppy. It's supposed to be from a dollar store, but it looks like it's from a dollar store.
It really does.
Real trashy looking.
It looks like she got trapped in the play place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, this is something I could potentially make. I'm going to burp it.
Yeah, I'm going to burp it. It's pretty crazy.
You know, my test for all outfits on Drag Race is... Do I think I could see this at a UCB sketch show?
Yes.
And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. So that's bad.
That's bad.
Yes. In a sketch about like where she's the like gnome of the ball pit.
Yes.
That's right. She's like, hi, I live in the ball pit. I eat kids. It's it, but in a ball pit. Yes.
Which is like a pretty good sketch.
That's funny.
I like that sketch.
Hi.
It does feel like a first draft though. We're like, okay, we're figuring this out. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
New mod team.
Also, I would say the colors aren't like, just rainbow for rainbow's sake is a curse on Drag Race. And it's like, there's nothing fresh. It's just, it's very kindergarten. She looks like the host of the worst kids show. So,
oh boy.
Yeah. Imagine.
It looks like the host of some sort of weird, like, bootleg, like, Bulgarian TV show, like, spinoff of an American
the
show.
The movement of the balls give her sort of like, an out of shape jiggle that is impossible for her to have in real life. Cause they're not real boobs.
What would you do if your child loves, like watches a TV show with Das Fruiten Lady and like loves her and is like, I love her. We have to go visit her
in the ball pit.
Yeah. 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 We have to go visit her when she comes to when is she going to get Sherman Oaks Mall?
Oh, for sure. I mean, she's a good children's character.
Das Fruiten Lady is great.
Okay, et cetera, giving purple boudoir soft woman who might play tennis. What do we think? Ooh, silence is deafening.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's like not bad. To me that looks like a middle of a pack kind of outfit.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
There's nothing new.
Nothing particularly.
I was a chirp on this. I thought it was beautiful.
It's pretty. I think I will chirp it, but I really do agree that like this is certainly nothing new. It's sheer. You know what I mean? It's a sheer. It's draped well. The hair's good. Yeah. I'll chirp. I'll chirp it, but I'm not like that pumped about it.
I need a third descriptor.
Mm-hmm.
So you have. I buy it.
I don't buy it. Pretty fucking cool and. I'm going to go get a sandwich.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's super straight.
Okay. Now we have Maxi Shield. What do you think, Gregor?
I'm into it. This one's fun to me.
Me too.
This is pretty cool.
Me
too. This is pretty fucking cool.
I agree.
I like it a lot.
I really love it. And it could have gone poorly.
Yeah, it's close. The tattoos really, go well with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, she said she's inspired by Vivian Westwood. It's really cool, but it's really well done. The details are awesome. The hair is fucking cool. Yeah.
There, it's punk in all the right ways.
Yeah. And I'm going to give her points for, because she's designing for a big, beautiful body, which we know is hard.
The spray paint on the back was a big, was a great
surprise.
I
agree. I thought that was so cool. And that could look so corny.
Yeah.
But I thought it looked really awesome.
Yeah. It is fucking harder to design for curves.
Yeah.
Because it's the same with art. You don't paint art. I think I've said this before on the show, but like you paint art on like a blank flat canvas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole other skill to like paint on like a bumpy canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, as someone who has a bumpy canvas,
mm-hmm.
it's why I can't wear that's everything. And so like,
what I call your vagina.
Yeah. And you paint it in so many beautiful
bumpy
colors.
Bumpy.
You should go to a doctor.
Yeah. Also, you should go to the doctor about all the colors that are coming out of your dick.
I have throat cancer.
You guys, you discover the successor to oh my god, what's it fucking called? What's the thing that we all have and everyone's
HPV.
Like, yep,
yeah, we created a new HPV. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
like, with it's his weird
HP monkeypox. Which is a great drag name.
I was gonna say HPV two
monkey talk
judgment day.
HPV for Vendetta.
Yeah. HPVT2.
HP Victoria Becker. I'm trying to think of like a perfect drag name. I'm for the record, I'm a caca on this look. I thought it was just fantastic.
Maxie's agree.
I think Maxie should have won this.
I fully think she should have won this, and it was robbery and production shenanigans.
I agree.
So good. Big caca for me. Now, okay. We have Karen from Finance doing a character from Australian lore called Chappelle Corby or something like that. Chappelle Corby, maybe.
Who was caught smuggling weed or something.
I don't know. Okay.
I'll go back because it was so forgettable. We're going to have to watch that again. So,
what's the American equivalent of this cultural reference?
Unclear.
Like
unclear.
I'm gonna
Reese
say
Witherspoon getting pulled
no,
over.
No. I think it's more like a cultural. I feel like it's like Mary Kay Letourneau famous.
Yeah.
Okay. So like a more infamous.
It's like an infamous thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there was like a Lorena Bobbitt drag outfit on Drag Race, would that be good?
That'd be pretty interesting.
Cool. This is one of the worst things that's ever been on the runway. I think it's horrible.
This is really bad.
The fact that it looks like a middle school girl's outfit is even worse.
Yeah.
It's terrible, but I feel culturally unprepared to like give it a full grade. I feel like it's an NA.
That's true. Like I don't recognize the reference that would make me laugh and be like, that's so her.
Oh my god, she went
there. Oh my god, silver ugly belt, that's so her. That's so
cool. Someone on Snatch Game, you know the whole story of the dingo ate my baby?
I actually have no idea.
It was a woman who was
Lindy
accused of murdering
Chamberlain.
Her baby, and she said a dingo ate her baby. It's like a very sad story, actually.
Someone
did her on Snatch Game, and it was really funny.
I mean, it seems like it's become a comedy bit.
It has
become controversial. But I'll say, I think me and Beth say this too, like if someone did Casey Anthony on Snatch Game, I would love it.
Wow.
I would love it.
What would your angle be?
Wait,
you just keep
Casey
killing kids?
I think I would be just having the best time with the saddest details.
Who's the one that drove her kids into a lake?
Oh, I forget her name, but I know who you're talking about.
What did Casey Anthony do?
She's the one whose baby went missing, and then she got a tattoo that said La Dolce Vita.
Oh,
and the baby was missing for 2 weeks, and then she wasn't looking for it. And then
getting tattoos?
Exactly. And then they found it, and she said, oh, it was a misunderstanding. I thought someone was babysitting the baby.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, nuh-uh.
No, you didn't.
Wait,
the baby died, right?
Yeah.
That's a dead baby, yeah.
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 It's one that's so bad.
Yeah,
and she's innocent. She walked.
No.
She was found innocent.
Yeah. She was found innocent. Even though it's like the craziest, most incriminating story.
I think if you're doing Casey Anthony on Snatch Game, I think you get a 10 different baby dolls and you just throw the Snatch Game and kill them.
I think you make it like a dress of babies, baby parts, and with like very, very,
that's
you know,
funny.
Noticeable like bobby pins through the.
That would be oh,
that's
so funny.
Baby fucked parts. Up. Oh, that's
or just
so
being
so
like
fucked up.
Disposing of them like their yeah. matches. Like, oh god, this one doesn't work anymore. Okay, this is a burp for me. I just don't care.
Has anyone done like JonBenet Ramsey?
No. I wonder if people have been guided away from it, if I'm being honest.
I think that'd probably be smart.
Yeah.
That's the case
I
Anthony.
Just, that feels
yeah.
very,
right ahead.
That feels very like, there's something about JonBenet Ramsey because it's the pageant world. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if someone like had that idea for Snapchat.
But what did Gypsy Rose?
Oh, yes.
Which started great and just could have been a little, I was here to laugh at that. Yeah. Tragic character. Very divisive.
Well.
Understandably divisive.
Yes.
But this look is not, because it's terrible.
Terrible.
It is horrible. It is really bad. Very Dora.
Is that a boogie board in her backpack?
Yeah, because she was trying to go to Bali. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's Electroshock with a dress made out of ties.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I like that.
I enjoy it.
I hate the thing, what's happening with the upper part?
You mean the part that isn't ties?
Yeah.
That's kind of like
looks
the
like a just a sweatshirt
undergarment. I think what you're missing and why your assessment might be more fair is that this is an improvement from last week.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking at being like, wow, she looks sure. better. But
I think she's 85% of it's great. Mm-hmm. And then that whatever.
Oh, see, like that. So it's interesting because it's undergarment. An asymmetrical. See, I love that. Mm-hmm. So the stripy part
you think
is
that's a tie?
No, I think the stripy part's like an old shirt. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is that the other side is the tan undergarment that you should have, I think, put. She should have put material
the whole
over
thing
that
should be
too.
Ties.
Yeah.
Or shirt. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I like the concept. If someone told me this was the concept, I would not believe it would turn out this good. And I like the wig.
It's really emotionally troubling for me because it reminds me of when my grandfather passed away and that was all that was left was a big pile of old ugly
shush
ties.
yeah
oh my
like
god
I'm having a bit of a flashback from this outfit
yeah this is then they're
so
never
like all
like
of his
this.
Ties
all his pile of ties that I imagine like the giant lifetime collection of ties that this drag queen would like rise from it dressed in this outfit.
What happened to all you have two of those ties.
I have a couple of ties. They were
oh
really
my god.
Ties.
That's the beginning of a very good
they
horror
also
movie.
Had like he had a lot of ties with horses on them, right? Because he loved horses.
He loved horses.
Oh, that's oh, this is a great horror movie.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but your tragic story is a great horror
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, yeah. Horse tie.
Horse tie. I mean, horses are intrinsic to horror.
Very
you know?
Scary. They're just too big.
They're too big. They're scary. Like
their breath is knock you
over. Horse girls. Yeah. Horse girls are scary.
They kick you in the face.
That. Okay. I'm gonna chirp this. It's good to me. I'm not gonna say it's blowing my socks off, but it's good.
No, this is trash.
Great.
Wow.
I respect that, but it's
again. She could have done a couple things different, and she gets my vote.
I respect that.
But this is. Didn't come together.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I am a chirp. And it honestly, until you pointed out the tan thing under, I was a major chirp and now I'm a minor chirp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like it. This is Anita Wiglet.
Love the name.
Giving us a sort of Cruella's weirder sister. I don't know how you would describe it. Black and white, pages, film.
So it's old pages and then like VHS film things.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I like the colors. I actually think the makeup's very good. I like it. It's not like my favorite thing, but it's not. I'm torn on this one.
I loved this.
Yeah, this is my favorite so far.
I thought this was stunning. I thought this was so good. I thought it was so artful and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like I understand that other queens have quote unquote done this before, but like
done like film and paper.
But like
yeah.
who cares? If
yeah.
you do it right well, you do it well.
Gave me
within
paper.
This challenge of dollar store trash,
mm-hmm.
pretty smart. I think it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the orange touches especially in the makeup. Yeah,
it looks like a book burning. It's amazing.
Totally. I would give that a chirp for sure. That's a chirp for sure. Okay, great. Okay, our final look is from Scarlett Adams. Here she comes, giving us yodelay, 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 hee-hoo. Sound of Music. drop of Gwen Stefani appropriation. Grape Lady, very, oh, 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 oh. What do we think?
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I buy it.
I like it. I like it. It's cute. We've seen the picnic thing. It's not the hardest garment to make, I'll say.
No.
It's well made for what it's made from, which I assume is like a picnic table, mm-hmm. A picnic tablecloth. There we go.
How mm-hmm. do you guys feel about the choice to do shorts as opposed to a dress?
Okay, so the judges enjoyed the shorts, and I have to say the shorts do make it more unique for me.
It feels different than what I would have expected, but also somehow easier.
I'm going to say the thing I always say, which was like, she's getting points for her body. Yeah.
Gregor, what would you say if I told you she won the uh-huh. challenge and the burning book dress that we loved, mm-hmm. that woman was in the bottom? And not only that.
I would say you're a fucking lying asshole.
Yeah, exactly. And
I would say you're worse than Coco Chanel.
You're a Nazi sympathizing bullshit traitor.
And you smell like shit.
Audience, if you could see the level of hatred, this man and I have made a child together. We've built a life. And he is looking at me with a level of pure unadulterated hatred I have never seen.
That's not a funny joke to make, Rachel. And I don't appreciate it.
That's what happened.
That's it.
And Bookie Bernie went home.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's fucking bullshit.
Was she untalented in other ways?
No,
she won
Snatch
a challenge.
Game.
She won Snatch Game.
She did Queen Elizabeth wanting her corgis to lick peanut butter out of her pussy.
Yeah, it was
good
stupid.
Stuff.
It was great stuff.
It was great.
Good stuff.
It was great.
It
good
made, this
stuff.
Made no sense. This made no sense.
This episode's chaos.
And also the lips. I will say the lip sync between her and Dora the Explorer, who lip synced with her. That was not a good lip sync.
This is not a winning outfit.
No, it is not a winning outfit.
This is production agitation, I feel. She won before, and I think they just want to do that thing where they're like, when you give someone two wins, things start to cook. Right. People start to lose their mind.
Get a narrative.
Exactly. So
all in all, this was a pretty weak challenge.
Yeah.
Wait,
Balls was safe, my friend.
Which kid, I'm sorry, she should have been in the bottom.
That was the worst one.
That was terrible. And then
terrible.
Ties is safe.
Ties.
Electroshock.
That's a bummer to me.
I know. And then our tops are.
But isn't it kind of like your grandfather's doing well on Drag Race?
His ties are doing well on Drag Race.
Like if your grandpa could come back to this earth as a drag queen and was like, I want my ties.
All I want is to see my ties.
Okay, you can do it, Grandpa.
Okay, I don't know how to tell you this, but we sold all your ties to Anita Piglet.
A better name.
It's the queen who wore the ties, not the name, but great all around. Great
I love
specific.
It. I love it. It's just Wiggle It.
Oh.
But Piglet is better.
Anita Piglet.
I watched.
Anita Piglet's better.
Anita Piglet's funny. I watched a Drag Race when we were in New York. I think I may have talked about this. We all got COVID in December and we used our immunity to fly to New York. It was a joy. And I had to watch Drag Race, and I was at his parents' house, and his parents had never seen Drag Race, barely heard of it. His dad in the middle went, so who's Paul Rue? And I went, it's RuPaul. And he went, so his first name is Rue? And I was like, no, his first name's RuPaul. He goes, no, that's not
it. There was like a great kind of like just confused, like him watching where it's like, so... That is a man.
Oh, wait, he went, it was actually like that, he was like, "That's a man." I was like, "Yes." He goes, "Wow." And that's a man. Yes. And that's a man. Yes. And then I was like, "Do I try to explain Gottmik?" And I was like, "No, he's not.
No,
he's not ready.
We don't have the time.
No. I literally
You'd miss your flight home."
And this man is an actual rocket scientist.
Uh-huh.
And he had to ask, is that a man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I involuntarily farted.
Oh, good.
And if you heard that, that was me farting.
I didn't hear it.
The engineer will clear it out.
Ever since I've given birth, I was always a farter, but it was always like on my terms.
Yeah.
And now sometimes like
new game
farts just sneak out.
Yeah, actually, it's funny, Rachel's baby came out of her butt. So she's no control over her butt now.
Yeah. So you know how we conceived her, obviously. Yeah.
You're the definition of business up front, party in the back.
I also, like you said, Rachel's baby came out of her. Don't distance yourself from our butt baby.
How dare you?
That's our butt baby.
Don't distance yourself from our beautiful shit baby.
Rachel, you were saying earlier, this dab moment.
They're
in the bottom two. Whatever.
I
didn't like it. And like, this is, I don't give a shit. But like, to me, it was just like, I'm detached from what's happening. So she's in the bottom two and then she does a dab.
I was charmed by the dab just because she was like not ruffled by it. Now, I was expecting this lip sync to be amazing. She's like, I'm filled with adrenaline. This was one of the most boring lip syncs I've ever seen in my life.
Based on this lip sync, they should have both gone home. Controversial.
I definitely think Karen from Finance should have gone home.
I do too.
I think Karen from Finance's lip sync, this was not a good lip sync.
No. Anita made some choices. They weren't all the best. She loves to scratch her puss in drag a lot. Oh,
she's a terrible dancer.
Yes.
And
that I'm as good a dancer as her.
Yeah, yes. Totally.
If I had a couple more drinks than me, I'm a better dancer.
Absolutely.
Gregor Drunk is actually, I think, a better lip syncer than Karen from Finance.
Yeah. They both did really terrible.
That's a straight up you move.
That's me dancing.
The one where she's going boop, 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 boop,
this was horrible.
Could you do that move?
Yeah, I could do that move. It's mediocre.
It was weird to me because like a lot of the moves like weren't even campy enough to be camp. They were like approximations.
When Anita was
no, that's funny uncle.
Yeah.
That's like this
crazy uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Anita was like, I'm going to bust out every tool from my camp toolbox. And it was like,
No. Yeah, it must be one of those like Target $5 toolboxes. There's nothing here. I really think Kita and etc. should have been in the bottom. I don't know.
I think it should have been Kita and Karen.
I think you're right. Karen looks, I just kept railing about how horrible she looks.
This is not good.
Oh man, without all the props too, it's really ridiculous. Yes.
Also, her face is blank.
That's right. That's her character, but. Yeah, that's absolutely a woman that like, yeah, you just are in line at Subway with her.
Yeah, this was bad. This was really bad.
Like Anita's giving us serving face and stuff. Karen is doing nothing.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. It's not fair that any of them got to stay.
I don't really understand what was happening.
No, madness. Just true madness. This season is chaotic. We did not agree with the judges' choices. But
every time I see the ball pit, I'm angry.
Yeah. That's a good drag. That's a better drag name than a drag
pit.
Name.
The ball, yeah, pit. I know.
The ball pit.
Gregor is having a Tina Burner-like reaction to Ketamine, at least in this episode.
Mm-hmm. I need to learn more about why I don't like her.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Unfortunately, we say goodbye to Anita Piglet. Better name. Better name. Yeah.
Gregor's Holocaust surviving grandfather's memory lives on.
Where did you tend my ties?
to what? Drag what?
Oh, that's it. This Australian drag season goes on. Before we say goodbye, I got to hear a Drag Race Down Under from you, Gregor. Can you get us with a Drag Race Down Under in your Australian New Zealand dialect?
Sure. I'm really good at dialects.
Yeah.
So obviously you start with Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
And rise up lights.
But you don't have to add an accent to rise up lights.
Rise
you
up
just
lights.
Say rise up.
Rise up lights.
Rise up
there
lights.
There you go. That's
rise
it.
Up
drag rice down.
Rise up lights.
Drag rice down. And
oh, you're both delights. Rachel, Gregor, what do you want to promote before we say goodbye? Anything?
Oh, every Friday at UCB. I used to have a show. So obviously if you're in LA, a year ago, come out.
A year and a half ago.
If come
you're
out to see it.
Coasting through time, come see us in 2019.
Actually, if you're coasting through time, you can see me on the last Gregor's Improv show that ever performed at UCB. I was the last monologist when I was 9 months pregnant. Check me out. I think it was like March 4th, 2019. Likely someone did have COVID in that audience. And we risked it for comedy. And then we went to a bar afterwards.
Shared some drinks.
Because we didn't get it.
Yeah.
Because back then we were like, bats? What?
Yeah, don't, yes. Right? Yeah. Don't talk to the bats.
Yeah, don't talk to the bats.
Rachel was trying to get a bat box in our house at that point.
I'm still pro bat box.
Pretty angry
bat
box. About that.
Yeah, you get a box where bats can be housed and have a little house.
That opinion has aged very poorly.
Yeah.
It's not bats, whatever.
Rachel will have some shows coming up.
I actually have some, this is crazy. I have, if you're in the LA area and you're preferably vaccinated, although I will also accept a COVID test within 24 hours.
Love that.
You can come see me. I'm playing some dates, some live show dates for the first time in a year and a half at this wonderful theater called Dynasty Typewriter.
Yes.
If you just go to their website, I'll be promoting it soon too on my Instagram.
Yes.
And you can get tickets. And that's crazy to promote a live show.
I know.
Maybe I'll have Gregor's improv group do a guest.
Unbelievable. We'll all be there.
You guys were the same night at UCB, right?
Mm-hmm.
Classic
mm-hmm.
Fridays.
Oh.
Classic. Back in the day. One day in the future, it'll happen again.
That. Yeah. The new theater that'll rise up out of this.
Yes.
Yeah. Called yes. Anita Piglet.
Honestly, name. Give me a better name.
Yes.
Give me a better name.
It makes as much sense as the Upright Citizens Brigade.
That's true.
Coco Chanel was a Nazi yes. bitch.
Theater.
I would perform. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Go interact with us on Instagram, Dragger Podcast. Give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast. Why the hell not? All that good stuff.
Send us your cartoons of what yes. you think Buzz Lightyear looks like with a huge boner.
Yes. 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 And weigh in on if Rachel should do a drag titty photo shoot.
Oh, yeah. Mono
yes,
thinks I should
that.
Do.
Yes.
I kind of love that idea.
Yeah, sure. Do that. I thought you were literally saying you want to have your tits out as in like your post-surgery, like tits in a jar. Like,
oh,
have them out.
They're not tits. It's just going to be like jars of tissue.
Mm.
That's still tits.
you have a raging boner right now.
On that note, bye, bitches.
Some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Original.